The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. This is The Piano Matters. I'm your host, commentator, programmer, David Dubois. I'm glad to be listening with you, and I have a great variety to offer, from Stravinsky to Ronaldo Hahn, Rachmaninoff, the perennial Bach. Yes, we'll have Fauré, Scarlatti, Alkan, Levitsky, Nielsen, Rachmaninoff, and Carl Weigel, played by Joseph Banowitz. But first, let's have a quote to start the band a-rolling. In Boswell's famous life of Samuel Johnson, Johnson says, "To cultivate kindness is a valuable part of the business of life." Oh, a little more kindness, please. I think I'd like to open with a wonderful 3 minutes by Stravinsky, a tango. I doubt it was ever danced at the Plaza's Palm Court, but it is a tango, and it's played very coolly and refreshingly by that master born in Utah, the late Grant Johannesson. You heard it here on The Piano Matters, Stravinsky's Tango, and it was in the hands of Grant Johannesson, always looking for the rare item. One of America's pianistic treasures is a man by the name of Joseph Banowitz. I've known and admired him for years. He has recorded a marvelous legacy of unusual works, has taught many grateful pupils, and has completed many fine anthologies of sheet music. On the Naxos release, a new one, Joseph Banowitz brings us a disc of the piano music of Carl Weigel. Who is he? Well, he was a once well-known Viennese symphonist who was performed frequently, but now absolutely into obscurity. But he wrote some fine piano pieces, and Joseph Banowitz has brought them to life. From 1942, we hear the piece called Halloween from his Six Fantasies. Here is Joseph Banowitz. Pianist Joseph Banowitz in a perfect presentation of Carl Weigel's Halloween. I hope you're listening, Joseph. This is David Dubal. The program is our series called The Piano Matters, heard every week, same time, same station. Thomas A. Kempfis said, "It is vanity to desire a long life without caring whether it be a good life or not." Let's move forward on the program. But historically, back in time, to one of my musical idols, Domenico Scarlatti, 1685-1757, probably the greatest harpsichordist in human history. Scarlatti left nearly 600 sonatas, about 40% of them in the last 12 years of his life, and written for the Princess of Portugal, Barbara, And later she was Queen of Spain for about a year and died. So music of the Iberian Peninsula bursts from Scarlatti's pen, from Portugal to Madrid, from Lisbon on. Here is the Allegro Molto, Longo 224, the Sonata in E, played in 1981 at the Metropolitan Opera House. 78-year-old Horowitz was sitting at the piano, and here is Scarlatti. What a wizard of Scarlatti performance was the maestro Horowitz. It was the E major sonata, Longo 224. This is David Dubal, listening intensely, as you must be. Let nothing interrupt your listening movement, at least for this hour. Indeed, it is a movement, a piece of precious sound in time. George, said his father, do you know who killed that beautiful little cherry tree yonder in the garden? Looking at his father with the sweet face of youth brightened with the inexpressible charm of all-conquering truth, George bravely cried out, I can't tell a lie, father. I did it with my hatchet. And so I keep the legend of George Washington pure and alive. I wonder if in the White House years he ever told a lie. I don't think he did. George Washington, a citizen, first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. And as you know, he's on that paltry $1 bill. Let's continue our program dedicated to the piano's literature with Al Kann's last movement of the Symphony for Solo Piano. It's going to be played by a man who plays Al Kann quite well. His name, Alan Weiss. Thank you. And that was a solid performance of the fourth movement, Presto Finale, from Alkan's Symphony for Solo Piano, a work of high technical demands. I think also a recording you should hear of the whole symphony is by Raymond Lewenthal. Alkan was French and lived his long life in Paris. We turn to another Frenchman who was not born in Paris, but lived his long life there. He taught composition to Ionescu, Ravel, Nadia Boulanger, oh, so many. He was the director of the Paris Conservatory. He was born in 1845, and he died in 1924, same year as Puccini, same year as Busoni, same year as Lyapunov. It was not a good year. We hear Paul Crosley in the delightful Fauré, third impromptu in A-flat, opus 34, composed, I would say, knowing Fauré's output, around 1893-5.
Thank you.
We've just heard Paul Crosley, the Foray Third Impromptu. Yes, this is David Dubal. I've had an exciting week. I always do. I read, I paint, I practice. I read a book on Aldous Huxley, and I love that man, as you know. Yes, I had a cheeseburger, medium rare, with raw onions, of course. Relish, raw relish, and the usual poor French fries. Why are French fries so enticing until one tries one? Even with deep red ketchup, it's a disappointment usually. Not to mention that we are told stay away from fried food. Oh, I am sick of being told stay away from this or that. The eternal guilt. It's a blasphemous emotion. Who was Misha Levitsky? He was a highly polished pianist who died at 41, born in 1898, I believe. I think you may have heard some of his music and some of his playing. I'd like you to hear, though, a comparative performance of Levitsky's own arabesque valsant, Opus 6. It's sheer entertainment. As Raymond Lewenthal, in his edition of Encores, says, this composition evokes the 20s, the Palm Court at the Hotel Plaza, ladies with egret plumes or Spanish combs in their hair, dancing with sleek Rudolph Valentinos. It is full of a humor that seems to be laughing at itself. Or, if you don't care for the Plaza Hotel, I always see in it a very, very marvelous Café Budapest with a little bit of intrigue. My first pianist is the composer himself, Misha Levitsky, who died in 1941.
Thank you.
That was the composer himself, Misha Levitsky, in his Opus 6 in the delightful Arabesque Valsant. And he pulls it off with his usual stylishness, as you heard. Now on an archive label, the American-born player by the name Stanley Waldoff, and you've heard him several times, to say the least. And he always gets at the heart of a divine piece of relished nostalgia. Here is Stanley Waldoff, a Steinway artist, playing a Steinway in the Arabesque Valsant, Opus 6 by Levitsky. Stanley Waldoff in Misha Levitsky's Arabesque Valsant, rather different in many details and with a certain rhythmic inner life that I don't quite find in Levitsky. What about you? What did you find? Anyway, it was certainly fetching playing. Thank you, Mr. Waldoff. I like this citation from the great Darwinist T.H. Huxley, the grand uncle of Aldous Huxley. Here goes. For every man, the world is as fresh as it was at the first day, and as full of untold novelties for him who has the eyes to see them. End of quote. Ah, that's the story for those who have the eyes to see them. Let's get on with a little Rachmaninoff, to be sure. It may be a small piece, but this musical moment, number 4, Opus 16, is digitally difficult. The left hand sizzles. I have the late Claudette Sorel, who we heard, a couple of weeks ago, playing the Rachmaninoff fourth musical moment. Surely, Ms. Sorrell has facility. That left hand moves with necessary quickness. It's the fourth musical moment by Rachmaninoff. It was composed in 1896, the last work before he became depressed and did not compose for almost 5 years, imagine. I'm your host, David Duvall. I want you, of course, if you want to view my website, daviddubal.org. There's a few things you may enjoy, and in the gallery, you'll see some of my many paintings and drawings, daviddubal.org. And you can also follow the show on Twitter at hashtag Piano Matters. What must the king do now? Must he submit? Ask yourself Shakespeare's question daily. As Beethoven said, I too am a king. So, my friends, are you, as all women are queens. I'd like you to hear a neglected but important work from the pen of Denmark's master, Carl Nielsen. His piano suite from 1919 is opus 45, and it's dedicated to Arthur Schnabel. And we hear it in a performance by Andrew Rangel. It's the finale, Allegro Non Troppo Vigoroso. Splendidly played, by the way, by Rangel. Thank you. You just heard the last movement of the suite. Luciferian is the subtitle, by Carl Nielsen, and it was played by Andrew Rangel, R-A-N-G-E-L-L. This is a pianist I don't know personally, but I've played a lot. There is always room for J.S.B., Johann Sebastian Bach, and he's always a part of the Piano Matters. I've really neglected, though, on disc, the great Greek pianist Gina Bachauer, who now plays for us the Prelude and Fugue in G minor, BWV 862. Yes, it was Gina Bachauer with her fine sense of structure playing Bach's G minor, Prelude and Fugue from the Well-Tempered Clavier, BWV 862. The late Earl Wilde was always an insatiable lover of the piano repertoire, both known and unknown. He has recorded an intriguing disc by Rinaldo Hahn, piano music titled The Bewildered Nightingale. From the suite Opus 50, we have a piece called Gretchen. Pianist on Ivory Classics is Earl the Pearl Wilde. Was Rinaldo Hahn? Well, he was born in Venezuela, came as a child to Paris, stayed there his whole life, and we just heard Earl Wilde playing the Gretchen movement from the suite The Bewildered Nightingale. It's probably your first hearing. Hahn was born in Argentina, as I said. He was a good singer. He composed many well-known songs of the day, was Proust's close friend and companion, and in the latter part of his life, he was actually the director of the Paris Opera. He was a man of chic and intelligence. This is The Piano Matters, heard every week, same time, same station, as we explore the wonders of the piano literature. Let's return to the art of the late American pianist Claudette Sorel in the tiny prelude in A minor by the beloved Rachmaninoff. Thank you. Claudette Sorel was rhythmically precise and played the A minor prelude the way I like it. Join me once again, please, for The Piano Matters. I have for you a view of Venice from Lord Byron's Childe Harold. I stood in Venice on the Bridge of Sighs, a palace and a prison on each hand. I saw from out the wave her structure rise, as from the stroke of the enchanter's wand. 1,000 years their cloudy wings expand. Around me and a dying glory smiles, or for the far times when many a subject land looked to the winged lion's marble piles, where Venice sat in state, throned on her 100 isles. Lord Byron. This is David Dubois. Thank you for listening.
The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org.